God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster here from Turning Leaf Ministries with Total Recovery Healing Ministries. I am the founder and the Lord is the pastor. How about that? Yes, Lord. Today we want to be ever so gracious to go into the Word of God to see what the Lord has to say to us today. He's blessing and telling us what He wants us to do in order to be able to maintain and keep the power and the greatness, the great conquering power is shifting over the enemy. The Lord is yet blessing and keeping and touching His people all across the land. Total Recovery Healing Ministries is what I call a place where we're recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. And the Lord is trying to bring us to the place where destiny is our aim, destiny is our goal. And a lot of times when we're going after destiny, it's a place where a lot of us have come to the crossroad and don't know exactly how far and how much longer to go, or we can go or should go. When the Lord is saying, hold on, I've given you go power, so therefore you must go. Just as is what He told Abraham, He said, look, He said, just go. Go to a place, leave your countrymen, your kinfolk, leave all of your relatives, leave these folks that are here behind for a moment, and I'm going to go show you to go to a place where I will bless you, a place in the land that's flowing with milk and honey, and I will give you kings and kingdoms under you and give you people who want you and know that, oh God, you are to bless them. I'm going to make you a father of many nations, but I need you to just go. There's some things that you have to do, but I understand there's some frustrations in your mind that's stopping you or hindering you. So we want to kind of talk to those who have a call or have been chosen for God today, Jesus, on what to do and how far to go. What move should I make? How should I make the move? Where should I bust the move? I just don't know. Lord, I know you know, but I don't know. And when we deal with the psyche of the unknown, it's a fearful thing, and the devil knows that if I get fear to come in, it can grip the heart, to paralyze them for the moment of the season that God has available to them that they just may miss. Oh, Jesus, so I implore you to, oh, God, please, let's go into the word of prayer and bless God for His guiding power. How about that? Father, we thank you even now for this time, this chance, the opportunity, God, to come before you, to bless you and to grace your throne, Father, of mercy and strength and glory, God. Lord, that you will come in and do a greater work in our minds, do a greater work in our hearts, hinder every hinderer that's trying to block and stop the growth plan and the blessings for your people. Lord, we pray that you just come in and anoint even me, my lips of clay. Do what you do best, Jehovah. Take over and move mightily. So, oh God, wash, cleanse, purge, heal, and renew, restore, God, revive, redeem, oh God, replace us, Father, from the things that we were once in into the things where you once, where you want us to go now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We thank you for blessing us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that your word go forward with free course, without any interruption, Father. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you for all things. Yes, today we want to talk about the incorruptible, oh God, from the corruptible to the incorruptible. How about that? Oh God, and we want to talk about contending or fighting for the place of your purpose, fighting for the place of your purpose and contending against the enemy. You know, we want to go into this place, and it's a place of unknown for many people, because when you talk about fighting, when you talk about, oh God, warring and contending against, oh God, any enemy or any unfamiliar territory or place, then, you know, sometimes the mind kind of comes to a halt. And the eyes, they get weary on what they see, and they're like, hold up, now I can't do it like that. Well, let's see what the Word of God has to say about this situation. We want to come from two passages of Scripture today. I kind of want to delve in and see what the Lord is saying and how He's helping the people grow, thereby helping us to grow, thereby. They want to come from the book of 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Yes. We can't talk from this alone, but I won't. We're going to do 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, beginning in verses 1 through 13. And we're going to go to 1 Peter, the first chapter, yes, beginning at the third verse. But now we start here at 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We receive mercy to faint not. We receive mercy, we faint not. Watch this, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but what Christ Jesus the Lord, and what and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the faces of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, verse 7, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always learn about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of what? Faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now let's go over to 1 Peter, the first chapter. He's kind of going to jump around just a little bit. First chapter, beginning at the third verse. Look at what he said. Look at what he said. Blessed be the God of and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begat us again unto lively hope. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein, verse 6, ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. Ye are in heaviness, though through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. My God, look at how he's saying it. Look at how Paul is trying to, and Peter is trying to put it together. He said, look, we're contending on one hand because we're faced with many trials and many obstacles. We've been called, we've been chosen to go into a great place with God. And God has called us, Jesus, to seemingly have a few places in our life where, oh God, he's allow Satan to cause a few stumbling blocks. Jesus. Now. God himself is trying to put us in a place where he's reaching the masses through us. He told us we're going to be his mouthpiece. He told us that we're going to be his hands. We're going to be in operation to be able to touch people and heal them and deliver them and, oh God, from darkness. But God said, hold on, I need you to do something, my servant, my son, my daughter. I need you to begin to search yourself. That's why I'm allowing certain trials and I'm allowing certain obstacles and situations to come into your life. I want to know how great that you've become, or how much more mature you've come since from being a babe walking in the law and order of Christ Jesus. You must understand, I told Jabez early on in the word in the Old Testament, I told him, Jabez began to cry out to me and talk to me and said, Lord, keep your hand up on me. There's no evil will not harm me. What do you mean, keep your hand up on me? Then no evil would not Oh God, harm me. Well, God, it's like this, people of God. The Lord, Jabez was saying, Lord, I need you to touch my mind because I've heard so many, oh God, ill will things from my brothers and my friends and my enemies and my neighbors and my mother and my father. I've tried their gods, and the gods have not given me any avail. They have not helped me at all. And I'm not really, 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 really oh, sure, confident enough to know that if I continue on with their gods, that I'm going to make it. Oh God, seeing that I need something great from you. Their gods have limited them, God, and I'm not in a place where I wanted to be limited, Jesus. So God is saying, look, hold on, son, daughter, I know that I called you and told you and told you to do something, so I need to keep my hand on your life. Oh, God, but I have to show you that I am the one who is causing some of these things to happen to you, that you will not run from me, but that you will run to me. There is a place that I'm putting you. There is a thing that I'm giving you. There is something that's chasing you to come running to me. There is a place in me that no man, oh God, sometime, oh God, is allowed to visit, because it's called the holiest of holies. Some people have to learn how to be sold out and know that, well, God, I can't do no more. Jabez found out this early in his life. I can't do anymore, because God, the God that we're serving here on this earth, they're not worth anything. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen your miraculous power heal. I've seen your miraculous power deliver. Lord, I want what you have. If you just keep your hands up on me, with my mind, that is to say, then I know that you will block out the attempts of the negative thoughts of Satan, God, that you will rebuke and bind up every fearful tactic that Satan has to bring toward me. And that's the problem. That's the thing that Satan likes to use, a fear tactic. Satan is nothing but a hologram. Oh, God. He's a false image appearing real. That's what fear is. Oh, God. It's false evidence appearing real. Thank you, God. He can get into your mind so strong. He can delude your mind so strong, your heart so strong, oh, God, that he can cause your soul situation in your mind to change. You'll start speaking negative and don't even know that you're doing it. Oh, God, the thing is, God has put us in a place where we become his mouthpiece, where he said, look, hold up, why are you speaking such negative things? Oh, God, I want you to begin to start talking to me and telling me what it is that you want. Yes, the Bible says it so very well. He said, oh, God, he said, oh, God, he said, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, he said, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Do you not know that God is holding you accountable? I'm sorry, holding us accountable to every man's presence that we're in. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Some people will never see God himself unless they see the God through you or in you. Good God, we are the little Jesus. It's something my oldest sister said, yeah, we are Jesus for Jesus. Oh, God. So since we're little Jesus, little gods, so to speak, then that means we have to follow and watch the attributes of God closely. We have to be imitators of Christ Jesus. We have to be the little ones who say, Lord, I believe on your name. I trust your name. And because you have and can do all things, I can do the same thing, because Jesus told the disciples so very plain. Oh, God, he said, do these works, many works shall ye do also. After I have gone, after I have sent back the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of truth, because the Spirit of truth causes you to make you know that your calling is an election, sure, that you are who you say that you are, that you're going to be who you say that you're going to be. It doesn't have time to sit around and play with you and play, oh God, tiddlywinks with you, spades and kudu and all of these things, but it wants to show you, oh God, you are the man and the woman that God called and chose in this day and time and hour. Satan knows that his time is short. He knows that his time is near. So he's saying, God, I want to be able to get the people, see if I can turn their hearts. Well, Jesus said it like is. He said, if it be possible, the very elect of God would be deceived. Oh, God. So you have to be careful that you're not in the, oh, God, the if part of the people of God. You got to know that you're in the know, huh? Jesus, you got to know that you know that you know. You can't wander and sit around and ponder in your mind, Jesus, what it is or who you think that you are or are not. You got to know that you're a child of God. You got to know that you're a chosen generation. You got to know that you're a royal priesthood. You got to know that God has blessed you and called you and chose you for the purpose of such a time as this, that anything to try to come against you, it will not prevail. Why? Because the gates of hell should not prevail. Thank you, Jesus. He's setting up his church in our hearts. He's setting up his church in our minds. He's showing us, oh God, not to be at ease and not to be asleep all the time, but we have to wake up and cry out. Tell God, look, Lord, I love you. I bless you. I worship your name. I honor you, God. There is a place that I'm trying to go with you that I can't be stopped. I don't need the devil coming at me trying to tell me all this and tell me all that. That's why the God said it so very plain. Keep your heart and your mind pure. Keep your thoughts pure before me. Pray until something happens. You got to push. You got to go into a place of your life, and you know that God, Jesus, is on your side. Thank you, Jesus. You got to contend against the enemy. Yes, Lord. You got to contend for your faith. Know what he said. I'm sorry. Let's go back in 2 Corinthians 4 chapter, the very first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Jesus told him so very well in Luke the 13th chapter. I'm sorry, the 18th chapter, the first verse. He said, men should always pray and not faint. That is the problem. The people of God have begun to faint. Why? Because he told us so very well, even in Peter. He said, and in John, oh God, he told us so very well. He said, in the last days, oh God, Jesus, he said, there's going to be a great falling away of the church. Why? Because the church people have stopped praying. The saints have stopped praying. The devil has pounced on us so hard and so long, oh God, and we feel like, God, look, we crying out to you, we talking to you, God, we groaning, we uttering together, Lord, we don't want to complain, but Lord, there are some things that the devil is doing that are so great, so unanimous, so practicnacious, that we cannot stop what that fool is doing, seem like. Lord, what do we have to do? Teach us how to pray. Yes, God, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pasture. Yes, Lord, we know that, but God, we need something different. We need you to come with something stronger. Oh God, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses or our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil, not just the evil, but the evil one. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver us from evil one. My God, keep us in the right mind. Keep us in our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Fill our cups, God. Let our bread, oh God, overflow continually, God. Help us to, Jesus, be fed through your word. Touch us in a mighty way. Our faith is being tested on every hand. God, but we thank you, Jesus, that no matter what the devil trying to do, we have the greatest power that is from you. Yes, God. I believe David said it like this. He said, the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. I called unto the Lord and he heard me out of a horrible pit. Thank you, God. I cried and he heard. He listened. He inclined his ear unto me and I reached out my shoulder, my elbow. I reached out my neck to him. I began to cry out and tell God, I'm sorry, help me to get out of this pit. Oh God, I've been in a deluged place for a long time in my life. The devil has tried me on every hand. I almost slipped. Thank you, God. I was near about to slip. Thank you, Jesus. But because I saw your glory, your mercy, because I saw your grace and your light, you brought me out of a dark and horrible pit. Thank you, God. You reached down your hand and saved me. Yes, the song was so very true. If you had to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. If he has to reach way down, I don't care if you've been a drug addict. I don't care if you've been an alcoholic. I don't care if you've been, oh God, abusive. Oh God, very physically and, verbally. I don't care if you've been, oh God, a prostitute. I don't care if you've been a drug dealer, user, or abuser. I don't care what you've been, a womanizer. I don't care if you've been a pervert. I don't care if you've been a pornographicator. I don't care how you've been. God said, if I have to reach way down, because I've called you, told you, and you are branded in my hand. Thank you, Jesus. And because you're branded in my hand, oh God, I know the thought that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end, to bless you unto no end. Yes, God, I want to be in the number. Call my name. Whatever you do, God, just don't forget me. Don't pass me by, because God, you've told me, Jesus, no matter what, I'm troubled on every side, but I thank you that I'm not in distress. I've been perplexed, but not in despair. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, help me. You persecuted me. You allowed the enemy to whip me and chase me. Oh God, a long way. But God, I thank you, Jesus. You have not forsaken me. You cast me down. Oh God, I thank you, but I'm not destroyed. I bounce back up, oh Jesus, like the fir tree. I bounce back up like the palm tree. I may bend, I may rock, but I never break. Thank you, Jesus. I can't even be uprooted because I'm planted by the rivers of water.
thank you, Jesus, that spreaded out her roots, oh God, Jesus, that spreaded out her leaves, and oh God, I don't even see drought when it comes in the year of darkness, God, Jesus, or the day of darkness. Why? Because I'm grounded and I'm watered by you. I'm watered by your word. I'm watered by your grace. I'm watered by your mercy. I'm watered by how you love me. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is keeping me, God, because your word have I hid in my heart that I'm longing for you, God, because everything I've tried is not working. Oh, God, the old remedies that my mama talked about, they're not working. The old remedies that my grandma and my granddaddy talked about, they're not working. God, all I have is you. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm running to you because, Lord, all I have left is you. And I appreciate you, God, for keeping me in a place, God, where you know where I am and I can find out where you are. Yeah, I know I can't trace you, but I can trust you by your word because your word told me to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 things. How about that? Jesus, he said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end. For the grace that is what to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ and obedient children, not for running or forsaking or for joining yourself with, oh God, according to the what? Former lust in the, oh God, ignorances of my mind. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in Tahas. 1 Peter chapter 13, verse. Yes, God. He said, oh, Jesus. He said, but verse 15, he said, but as he had called me is holy. He who has called me is holy. So, oh God, I shall be holy in all manner of conversation because it is, oh God, written, be ye holy, for I am holy. See, I have learned how to sanctify the Lord God in my heart. I don't know how to, oh God, be talking all off the wall and crying and lying and being perverted in my speech because I spoke and I preach and I teach and I walk and I talk the holy oracles of God. Everything God tells me to do, it has to come straight from the plan of God, the book of God, the word of God, the songs of God, because God has shown me the way of life. Thank you, Jesus. Path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and in his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. I know when I'm in distress, I know when I'm in trouble. Oh God, he's lifting me, he's causing me to be blessed in the process of all the strain and stress. Yes, Lord, that's why I can look to the hill from which cometh my help, because my help coming from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, which made heaven and earth. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the Lord is the strength of my life and my fortune. He is the king of my, oh God, my hardship, my rulership. God is all that I survey. I love God. I appreciate you, God. I worship you, God. See, you have to find yourself talking to God like what he is already. Thank you, God. Why? Because he gives you the power, oh God, to call forth the things that be not as though they are. Thank you, Jesus. And I appreciate God for his son, Abraham. Yes, Lord. Allowing him to be my father in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, though Satan is running amok and talking crazy and running and trying to keep our children in a place of disarray in their mind, killing each other, oh, God, and going all crazy and all haywire and chaotic, I'm still keeping my footing in this crumbling society. I don't matter. It does not matter what the devil bring up on me. What Job tell you, yet will I trust God. Yes, Lord, it doesn't matter how you looking at me. I'm going to praise God and bless God no matter where I am. Thank you, God, because you didn't make me. You can't break me. You can't shake me. Neither can you take me into the world or the place where God has me, oh God, or has for me. Thank you, Jesus. But my destination is sure. My foundation is sure. I'm grounded and rooted in God. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's what you have to stand in the face of the enemy and let him know. I'm called of God. I'm chosen of God. He has justified me. Yes, Lord. Oh God, he's blessed me in the way. He's glorified me. And if God be for me, what happens? Who can be against me? Why? Because, oh God, nay, and all these things are more than a comfort to him that loves me. Thank you, Jesus. And because God loved me, I know he's helping me. And keep on going on. Thank you, Jesus. He's growing me up in grace. He's growing me up in mercy. He's growing me up in faith. He's growing me up in his love. He's growing me up in his fellowship. He's taking me to another level. He's placing my feet on higher ground. No matter what the devil brings up on me, no matter what Satan tries to tell me that I cannot do, God always told me, already told me that I can. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ that stretches me. That's God. Thank you, Jesus. God, and I know all things are working together for my good. Why? Because I trust God. I'm loving God. I know God. I'm communing with God. I have, oh God, a relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I have a relationship with him, it's a right relationship, one where he guides, he provides, and he always tells tells me what's going on. He blesses me to stay alive. He keeps me on every hand. He does not let anything sneak up on me. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I'm in the face of God. Yes, Lord. And because I'm in his face, then that means I want to stay in the place where God is. Yes, Lord. And because I'm in God's face, he will not allow me to stay in a raggedy place. He won't allow me to stay in no filthy place. He brings me to a place of goodness and mercy. He brings me to a place of land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, Lord Jesus. I don't have to worry about no bees and no trees. I don't have to worry about no, oh God, A's and no VDs. I don't have to worry about no syphilis. And I don't have to worry about no gonorrhea. I don't have to worry about no none of this foolishness out here in the world, because God has tested me, tried me, and purified me. Yes, God, with his strength and his might, with his everlasting power. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, help me. So I'm crying and talking to the Lord about my own very own children. Lord, keep them in a mighty way. Save them, touch them, God. Heal them and deliver them, God. Don't let them be caught up with the world system. Yes, Lord. Because, oh, God, Jesus, all this other world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. Oh, God, and the pride of life. Don't let the pride sink in, God. Don't let the lust sink in, God. Oh, God, just as Satan has blinded their minds or tried to blind their minds to the things of you, blind, oh, God, Satan, to the things of my children. Yes, God, Jesus, hope, help, and deliver them, God. Don't let them fall into the pit and pitfalls, God. Don't let them come into the waves, God. Don't let them go over their heads, God. Bless my children to stand, having done all to do to stand, God. Help them to put on the whole armor of God every day. Yes, God, the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, God, the head shot, Jesus. Oh, God, and the feet shot with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes, Lord, the helmet of salvation. Yes, Lord, give them the shield. Give them the buckle, God. Don't let them fall by the wayside, God. Help and deliver, God. Save, move, and, oh, God, bless them and redeem them, God, from the hands of the enemy. Jesus, bless them to know that, oh, God, you are their God. You are their guide. You are their strength. You are their hope and their help. Yes, God. Jesus, David said he is hoping me to another level. So, God, I need you to hope my children to another level. Hope me in my mind to another level. Don't let me be caught up with the Caesareans, oh, God, and the sickness and sins of this world, God, but help me to overcome like you overcame already. Yes, God, give me the power to know, God, that it's in you that I live and move and have my very being, and there's nothing by any means shall harm me, hurt me, stop me, or block me, because I have the Holy Ghost power to call down whatever it is from heaven, because you told me in your word, Jesus, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever I loose on earth is loose from heaven. Yes, Lord, so I loose righteousness, I loose peace, I loose faith, I loose the joy, unspeakable joy, I loose your believing power, I loose, oh my God, Jesus, your strength, oh God, to overcome and to conquer everything that stands in my way. Yes, Lord, I loose and bind up every spirit of a detour sign that blocks me and stop my path and my growth, Jesus, because you are everything that I need, the strength of my life, the hope of my salvation, my help and my joy. Yes, God, is in you. Yes, God, that everything exists concerning my life, Jesus, so I will have the things that you have called me to have. Thank you, God, because you told me before I even prayed that you've already answered me. And while I'm yet praying, you said you still hear me. So because of these things, I appreciate you for your word. I thank you for your keeping power. I thank you for your joy unspeakable. I thank you, Jesus, because everything about you, God, is about me, and everything about me is about you. And for this, God, I thank you, Jesus, for keeping me and helping me contend against the enemy for my faith and for my purpose, because my destiny is in you. And I appreciate you, God, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. We are blessed, saved, healed, and delivered, and never destroyed. In Jesus' name. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Take me at heart. I love you. I'm praying for you, and I pray that you pray for me as well. God bless you. Have enjoyed you this session, and we shall meet again next Sunday. God bless you. Let the Lord say the same.